Welcome and hello to all my listeners to my podcast, iTouch. And I was just always just thinking, like, what can make us feel happy? What can make us feel accomplished? I mean, accomplishment is, of course, you have to make a goal for you and you have to line up everything that you're thinking. But sometimes if you're not even having some goals, things happen. And we believe things happen for a reason. And that's the reason that we are here, and sometimes we listen to each other, and it brings lots of ideas to our mind, and sometimes we're not even thinking of the platform where other people are thinking. That's why I think the podcast, the shows that listening, where we can listen to each other, you can just open a great big window for us to think what's going on around and what people are thinking, what is the best, what's not best, what is something good people doing around it. Anyways, today's my thought was, you know, I was talking to one of the friends, why people wait for someone to farewell from the world, to go bye-bye. And then people just go dress up and we just have a very kind of sad moment and we let them go. And, you know, the people who have spent lots of you know, great things they have shared with us, with the family, all their life. And the time they're leaving, and sometimes it happens that all of a sudden people leave, but sometimes people leave, you know, that it's the time they're growing old. I'm talking about our grandparents, talking about some parents, when they're growing old, and, you know, I know that life is so busy, but I'm saying, like, I saw somebody was just buying some 100 balloons to celebrate the farewell. The thought came to my mind right there, instead of spending 100 balloons at the time when he's leaving, why don't we ever think about spending 100 minutes, 100 days out of all our busy schedule with the people that have just made us to a point where we are today, that just have just a part of the journey of our life. And, you know, everybody, parents, your family, your uncle, your aunt, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters, and even all your family, your friends and their families and friends, and then people in your neighborhood, somehow, somewhere where you're born, you're raised, or you work, it all makes difference to our life. So, you know, we know that time is very important to everybody these days. We're running like crazy. We're trying to make it up like we missed in 2020. And obviously, I understand practically it's very reasonable that we're doing it. But sometimes we have to believe that when it comes to our life, to other people's life, what important is your presence, our presence, someone's presence. If we are parents, we believe that our kids have time for us to sit with us. If we have parents, they're expecting us to give some time instead of waiting for the last moment where we have to say bye and goodbye to them. It really breaks my heart. And not like in the morning I just wanted to bring all this feelings to you, anybody, but this was just a thought in my mind that I said, you know what, let's promise ourselves an act of kindness. As I always say, it starts from you, from me. And when we do that, we probably just keep thinking that if anybody in need, sometimes the old folk home people go there and get the sense of satisfaction because they want to be with someone, they want to spend some time. So if you have loved ones, if you have old family members living, or your parents, please spend some time, like 100 minutes, 5 minutes, not the time when you just have to go to the store and go 100 things for them to show that you care. And you care, we care. So let's have some time, even if your schedule is really busy, really tight. That's what the thought of the day for me. And I know everybody's having a great time. 2021 is already in June, and we're going to have, soon we will be shopping for Christmas. Oh no, I'm not going to talk about it, but we might just be prepared, and we are happy. And stay blessed, everybody. Keep working what you're doing, and take care of yourself, because it starts all from you. Thank you, and we'll talk again. Again, it's my podcast show, iTouch, and touch is from my heart to your heart. Thank you, and have a good day. Bye-bye.